Radio Prague News. President Zeman has called for the lifting or limiting of sanctions against Russia in the wake of the Minsk peace deal. The lower house of parliament has approved an amendment to the school law, opening the way for an inclusive education system. And the Communist Party has moved to tone down a photo exhibition celebrating the late North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. President Miloš Zeman has called for the lifting or limiting of EU sanctions against Russia in the wake of the Minsk peace deal, saying that such a move would benefit both sides. Speaking on a visit to the United Arab Emirates on Friday, the Czech president said he wanted to believe that the peace deal, which was signed on a higher political level than previous agreements, would work. He said it was time to consider lifting or softening the sanctions against Russia. Meanwhile, at an EU summit in Brussels, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said it was premature to consider such a move, saying that the world should now observe how the parties involved adhere to the peace agreement. The lower house of parliament has approved an amendment to the school law, opening the way for an inclusive education system. The amendment should introduce broad measures that would make it easier for handicapped children to attend regular classes, among them personal assistance, special textbooks and special curricula tailored to a child's needs. The bill also restricts the sale of unhealthy snacks on school premises. President Zeman's claim that he was surprised by the resignation of Justice Minister Helena Válková earlier this week and the suggestion that he might not accept it has angered Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka. Mr. Sobotka said on Friday that should the president refuse to accept Ms. Válková's resignation, he would dismiss her from office. Deputy Prime Minister Andrej Babiš, who is Mrs. Válková's party boss, has also expressed surprise over the president's words, saying that he had personally discussed the change of government with him and hoped that the head of state would respect the agreement reached. The Communist Party has moved to tone down a photo exhibition celebrating the late North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, changing its focus instead to a reflection on life in North Korea. The exhibition was arranged in honor of the new Korean ambassador to Prague, Kim Pyong-il, who is the younger half-brother of the late North Korean leader. Communist Party leader Wojciech Filip, who came under fire over the exhibition, has distanced himself from the original initiative, saying that it had been arranged by his deputy Petr Šimunek and had not been consulted in advance. President Miloš Zeman will visit the Vatican in April of this year at the invitation of Pope Francis. According to the internet news site aktualne.cz, the president himself confirmed the visit, which is to take place on April 24th. According to the Czech ambassador to the Vatican, Pavel Voshalik, the planning of the president's agenda is in the hands of the head of protocol at Prague Castle, Jiří Forejt, who has in the past been mentioned as a possible successor to Mr. Voshalik. A police investigation into an accident on an escalator in the Prague metro last year has ruled out foul play. The police, who investigated the matter as a possible endangerment of public safety, have concluded that the accident happened due to a technical error and have closed the case without filing charges. The accident happened on November 27th of last year, when one of the escalators on Jungmanova metro station unexpectedly went into reverse operation, causing a human pileup. Three women ended up in hospital. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy with day temperatures at around 5 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazareva, and that's the end of the news.